It's going great. So,
this is like our worst beginning ever.
Yeah.
Like, this is really...
That's because we've got to get it out of our system, you know?
Yeah. Usually I come in, I already know what I want to say. Like, pickles. I saw pickles at the bus stop, but now I'm like, fuck, I don't
know. I'd be like, jar, Gareth? Really? I don't believe it.
No, it was in a bag.
Wow. So, like, this... Who does that?
Okay, we've been recording for 40 seconds, and it's not good.
Let's take a step back here. I'm sorry. The air in Scotland is just drunkening, if that's a word. Intoxicating?
And yes, I believe it's intoxicating.
Yeah, you're so
smart. What are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking the shittiest stuff I've ever had. It's called White & McKay Glasgow Special Blended Scotch Whiskey. And it was
racist.
It was on sale in basically the, the Sobeys Foods equivalent in Scotland. Because they sell alcohol everywhere here.
Where they sell their iron brew.
I've got like,
that's the only Scottish thing I know.
I've got like 20 cans stockpiled in my cupboard behind here. It's awesome.
You know, when I was taking that geography of food course with Travis, the prof was telling us that Glasgow was the most unhealthiest place in the world. And there was these parents that gave their baby's iron brew because they thought that it had a sufficient source of iron in it.
You know, I think it actually says quite clearly on the front of the can, not a source of iron.
It's not even spelled the way iron should be.
Yeah, well, maybe it's better than iron. I don't know. Urn.
Maybe because after you drink enough of it, your piss will cut through iron.
You know, I think we need to take another step back and say welcome to Beard and Tie, ladies and gentlemen, faithful fans.
You do the intro this time.
All right, from Bonnie Wee Scotland, welcome to our first international episode of Beard and Tie. We both still have both of those things, but which one?
Ooh, maybe I'm wearing the tie.
I can't grow a beard.
Yeah, actually, to be fair, like, I work at a school right now, and I haven't worn a tie all yet.
Well, I'm glad, because then you would be the only one on the show.
Mm-hmm. I just wear my nice pants and my collared shirts.
I wonder what Gareth's nice pants look like.
I have a pair of khaki slacks, some black and gray slacks. I have slacks.
Wow,
they're good. Like, they're clothes that teachers would wear.
Yeah, I'll cut you some slack.
For the listeners, I work at a school, but I'm not a teacher. I just run their radio station into the ground. that's not true. It's actually doing really well. We were featured on CTV.
CTV.
CTV came for our Scottish listeners. CTV is Canadian television. I always thought it would, and it's just like the letter code for the station. It's like a Canadian TV station.
We can call it Canadian television if we want to. Actually, okay, I think that's their slogan, but it's not what it stands for. It's kind of whatever. The point is, that's pretty prestigious. That's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm. You should. It was only like a 90-second, and I think we're used to being on sets where it'll take us probably a week to film enough footage for a 10-minute long film.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah,
they were there for 2 hours, and it was only 90. It's 90 seconds. Everybody was like, what's taking them so long?
You should say, don't worry, guys.
Why are they taking so long? I'll
explain it to you. I'm a film student. It always takes us long, and they're just dicking around.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel my
film degree. Are you on TV
film
then?
Degree. No. It was because all the questions were about curriculum, and it was so adorable. Like, they got footage of senior school students helping out the junior school students, and it was like, it was radio gold.
I bet, man. Living the dream. Why did I ever leave?
Well, you're just following your dream. Ooh. You're more man than I. Leaving the country, shooting films, drinking whiskey. I'm gonna see where Skyfall was filmed.
I haven't been there yet, obviously. The closest I've come is right outside IKEA. There's a really big hill. But the rest of it's quite a bit buildingy, you know? Like, I don't know. I haven't really experienced the Highlands yet. You okay, man? I'm sorry to disappoint your illusions of Scotland.
It's just like asking you what you've seen in Scotland, and you're like, oh, there's this hill outside of an IKEA. I
mean, there's more to it than that, but Edinburgh is not exactly, you know, the wilderness out here, right?
Sorry.
Oh, look at us giggling away like little girls. We gotta get a hold of ourselves.
Oh, yes.
I can tell you one thing. The McDonald's here is shit.
Oh, really? Have you had a deep-fried pizza yet?
A deep-fried pizza? You mean Mars
or
Bar?
Have you been to Glasgow yet?
No. I'm going to be going one of these weekends to those fat people who are all so lovely. You know, they say that people in Edinburgh are snobs and people in Glasgow are nice. So we'll see.
Oh, yes.
So far, the people in Edinburgh are immigrants because they're all just tourists here for like a day. And they're having the best time of their lives. And I'm just trying to walk past them with my Poundland bags, trying to get home. Look how grumpy I am.
I know. Oh, speaking of grumpy, I actually got my Game Grumps t-shirt in the mail.
Oh, why aren't you wearing it, bud?
Because I wore it yesterday and I slept in it, so now I can't wear it again.
Well, thank you.
Missed it because I ordered it so I could wear it at New York Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
But because of the government shutdown, so did the postal service there. So I didn't get it until just now.
Well, I love aimlessly talking to you, but why don't you tell me a little bit about NYCC.
NYCC. New York Comic Con? Cons. It is a giant Comic Con, comic convention.
Okay.
Where you go in, you read your comic books, you flip through bins marked 50% off trying to find your gold. Super special.
You know, I'm slightly familiar with what it is. Why don't you tell me your experiences with it?
Oh, fine. Okay, well, my one goal going there was I started... Okay, before we move on, before I talk more about Comic-Con, have you been watching Teen Titans Go
at all? Have I been watching anything would be the better question, and no. Although I should mention, I'm an enormous fan of the original series.
Mm-hmm. Well, Teen Titans Go... I dabbled a bit in Teen Titans. I liked it, but not enough. I wasn't a huge fan of it. Teen Titans Go is, like... It went through the ringer with Adventure Time, a regular show, where it's just not as serious. It's more of a goofy 10-minute long sketch cartoon where they're just going in. Like, there's an episode where Beast Boy and Cyborg are arguing whether burritos or hamburgers were better.
Oh, God.
So they just do. And it's actually wins? Like, it was a tie.
Of course it was. All right.
The whole episode ended where Cyborg made a giant fighting hamburger robot and Beast Boy bugged Raven enough to summon a burrito demon from another dimension to fight for him. But it's just goofy stuff like that, but they're actually acting like teenagers.
Okay.
So it's funny. It's funny. And actually, George Perez, who was a co-creator for all the Teen Titans stuff, was there at Comic-Con. He was the artist, co-created Trigon and Beast Boy and Raven and Starfire and all the other Teen Titans. So it was cool. I wanted to try and... So my goal was to try to find... Well, there are two old Teen Titans. Well, actually, it was called New Teen Titans, but these were from the 70s, so they're old. One was called the Judas Contract, which kind of introduces Deathstroke into the mix, and the whole story is him just fucking with the Teen Titans and, like, just breaking them down mentally. And the other was Terror of Trigon, which was just a giant Trigon story arc. Did not find any of them. Biggest disappointment. Mm. But I did find my trade paperback that I just picked up of The Birth of Venom.
Wow.
Which was really cool. It had, like... Because the thing about Venom, like, it collects the Black Suit Spider-Man stories. Not the entire arc, because, like... From the inception of... God, I'm getting off the rails with this. But the inception of the Black Suit is years before Venom as a character is introduced. So it really just picks out only key comic book story arcs. Where it like goes directly into the Black Suit. But it also doesn't collect full issues. Like, because the episode when his suit actually turns black and only has two pages from that, which is really weird. I can kind of understand why they're doing it, because it's only the suit is only addressed in two issues, but this is uninteresting for the listeners. New York Comic Con was great. I went to a Chew panel where I got to talk to the creators of Chew. I went to a Bob's Burgers panel where all the voice actors were there. John Benjamin was there.
Archer?
Yeah. And you remember the Archer crossover with Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, no, not for me that day, because every question asked during that Q&A was like, oh, will Bob's Burgers do a crossover with home movies? Because you did a crossover before, and it'd be really cool if you did another crossover with Archer. And it's like, will Archer ever come into Bob's Burgers? It was like the worst questions were asked about crossovers, and the executive producer was there. He's like, yeah, we're not going to do that.
We're not Marvel or Capcom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you sound like right now? Me talking about Blood Angels.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, this will be interesting for you, because what is the best show ever made?
Lost.
No, X-Files, obviously.
Okay.
That was actually the panel I went to that had the worst questions ever asked.
Who was on the panel?
Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny.
Twin Peaks and Hannibal. Awesome.
Yeah. So it was fantastic, but it was just a 1 hour long Q&A. They clearly did not want to be there.
Oh.
Like, they were just like so zoned out the entire time. And
what's the worst question that was asked?
Okay, get ready for this. If X-Files took place in the present time, what kind of apps would they have on their phone?
Oh god.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to be that there was either.
No, but I was actually loving it, because I'm like, oh man, how much worse can this get? Like, this is amazing. Like, it's so uncomfortable being here. It's like watching a very slow, nerdy train wreck. But not just that, the worst thing, it was more like a statement, but he said, the guy comes up, he's cosplaying as somebody. He's only wearing his, like, boxers. He's got tape on his nipples or something. And the whole time Gillian Anderson is looking at him, like, I don't get it. What are you doing here? What are you supposed to be? And the guy comes up, and he's playing a character or something. He's just like, I have a book that I've written. Like, I have a book, you know, I have a book. I was just wondering if you could, can you sign my book? And, David Duchovny was, like, even though he wasn't putting his heart into it, like, I think he handled it pretty well. Like, he was still, the whole panel really well. Like, he was still joking and kind of tearing people apart. And he says... I have no idea what you're talking about, but I cannot sign your book because I don't. That is unfair to everybody else in this room.
Right.
So, and like, yeah, it's good call for you, David. And it was just a big train wreck. But it was really cool to see them back together again.
Well, there you go. At least something good came of that train wreck.
Yeah. Oh, but I guess the real news at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, you played Zelda, you told me, right?
Yeah, Link Between Worlds,
yeah.
The new one coming out for the 3DS. And hoo boy, my 5-minute long demo, it got me more excited. Than I was for the game already.
Was gameplay pretty identical to ALTTP?
Well, that's pretty much identical to every other
top-down
Zelda game. Yeah, but it was good. It played really well. It looked good in 3D.
You mean you didn't play it on a 2DS?
I didn't. I'll more on that later. But I got to play it on the 3DS. It looks good. I wasn't really too stoked on the art style after watching the newest trailer, but like I think it works, and once you actually get in there and doing like the turning into paper and moving across the walls, it's actually, is that what? Don't look at me like that.
Nothing. No, I was nothing.
No, you gave a look like fuck off.
You know, I just, it seems very Paper Mario the way you described it. I know it's good.
How
it's
is
Zelda.
It anything like Paper Mario?
Hmm.
How is it anything like Paper Mario?
You use the word paper. That's all. Anyway.
Okay, fine. But that's it. Like it has. It is. Paper Mario didn't have Mario going into the wall and moving around. Like it's very, very different.
All right. Obviously. Yeah.
But like they do. They do cool stuff with that little mechanic, like doing puzzles. You come in, you morph out. But it was cool. I don't think we've really talked too much about that game because we went on our big hiatus as we, like, right after it got the first trailer launched. I'm still a little worried with the fact that you don't collect arrows. You have like this, it's not a magic bar, but it's like a stamina bar. Like, and every time you use an item, it just shrinks down a bit and then slowly rebuilds over time.
Bullshit. Boycott.
Yeah, so whenever you use an arrow, it goes down a bit. So you can, like, fire off 10 arrows without using anything, but you have to wait for it to rebuild. And if you use your hammer, it'll take out a bit, so you have to, like, wait for it to rebuild. And I don't know. Like, I think I talked about my hatred for Skyward Sword beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Part of it was that stamina bar. So, I don't know, but we'll see. I'm pretty sure that there will be upgrades that, or unlockables that make it your meter larger. So I don't know. Good work. Good work.
You said you were excited about it. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, right? I'm excited about it, but like I'm just kind of cautious about this. Like I think it is going to be the Zelda gameplay we know and love. Go into a dungeon, swing, shack, shibbity bow, and then you beat the boss, get the item, then go into the two other dungeons, and then open a new area. And
well, here you can do the dungeons in more or less whatever order you want this time around.
Yeah, and that's in Lowrule.
Lowrule?
Yeah.
Are they serious? That's
Hyrule,
the name of the place?
Lowrule in Princess Hilda.
I don't like that.
Oh.
I can't really talk about video games. I've only played two in the past 2 months.
Yeah, tell me, what?
Half-Life 2
you
and Pokemon X.
Yeah, you played Pokemon X? So tell me about Pokemon X. Like, I've been talking too much. We're not as interesting right now, so we gotta bring up the energy, baby.
It would be easier to say what I don't like about Pokemon X than to list all the things that I do like. I don't like the shitty music. That's about it, isn't it? It's amazing. It's really fantastic. You can even sometimes play it in 3D and not mind it.
Yeah, what the fuck is with that? Like, sometimes you can turn on 3D when you're in a battle and the frame rate drops to,
I know, it's terrible,
10
isn't it?
Frames a second.
But yeah, I was kind of wondering, like, the graphics are comparatively shit to a lot of other games on the 3DS, but that's because they had to have space for, like, all 700-plus monsters. So it looks pretty good, and they're all unique. I didn't quite like, you know, Pokemon Cries?
Yeah.
Like, I'm quite a fan of those, how they're all unique. And you know, Japan. But 8-bit is really a nice sound, even in the modern generation. Like, Black and White, still Pikachu sounds the same. But they've updated all of them now, so that...
Doesn't Pikachu say his name in this?
Pikachu's the only one that says his name. I haven't checked about Meowth yet, obviously.
And, but, like, I heard that, and the reason why is because if they did that for everything, it would take up so much more space.
Well, they didn't, but they did change the cries to be updated slightly. So, for example, you know, Gyarados, for example, would be like, grr, 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 in 8-bit, but now he actually sounds like a guy going, grr, grr, grr. So it's I don't really like it.
I'd like to meet the voice actors that
work on
that. Sorry, I just burped.
Match up.
Working on that game.
It's fantastic, though. Really cool. Well, the AI is really bad. And the
Yeah, I hear it's a lot easier than all the other games.
Well, it's only if you turn EXP share on, because they really just buffed it like hell in this game. Like, you turn it on, and all your Pokemon get, like, half the experience as the main guy. It's nuts. So I turned it off, because it was just making the game too easy.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But other than that, all your nerd dreams come true with this game?
Yeah.
Like, was it the Pokemon game that you've always wanted?
I mean, I've got the Pokemon game I always wanted. It was called Pokemon Gold Sapphire. And Silver. Oh, actually, I really like Pokemon Platinum, too. But the point is, I really like that there's only 70 new Pokemon, more or less, because they just keep oversaturating how many Pokemon there are. So the less Pokemon there are, the less shitty ones there can be, right?
Mm-hmm. This one's an icicle. This one's a polar bear with pubic hair.
Hey, it's not pubic hair, man. It's
okay. Then he has this big bush of fur right at his crotch. What's up with that?
Pokemon don't have genitalia, man. The eggs come out of nowhere. We've already discussed this.
No, we haven't.
Let me tell you, it is great to see Jinx in glorious 3D. I have always loved that Pokemon.
It does. You could have seen her in 3D Pokemon Stadium.
I saw her in 3D in Pokemon Snap, but it always hurt because she still had her black face then, not her purple.
Oh.
You know, what could have been?
You know what's fucked up in Pokemon Stadium? Whenever she faints, like, she just drops and her, like, hair goes everywhere because it's implying that the black part of her body is just
darkness,
nothingness.
Right? Yeah.
So it's just like her eyes just fall on the floor and her racist lips drop too.
Well, actually, even when they turned her purple, she still does that in the later games like Colosseum XD and Battle Revolution. But you know what? I was right. This whole Pokemon 3D thing, Pokedex 3D, it was just a ploy as they were animating all the Pokemon models and finding a way to make money off of it. I knew it.
Pokedex 3D was free.
Well, you could pay for the full one, you know?
But who would do that?
Kids. My little sister Meg spent fucking $14 on that Find Me upgrade. Did you?
I only spent $10. Oh, I was about to go to Fan. I was going to Fan Expo.
All right.
I had beaten Find Me 2 plenty of times. Monster Manor is actually hella fun.
It's worth $10, yeah.
No, they're only $5 each.
Oh, really? Only?
Yeah. And Shoot Me, no, that's not, it's not called Shoot Me, but Shoot Me is pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
hey,
know. It's,
you know what else is only $5? If you own Deus Ex Human Revolution and all the DLC, you can get the upgraded version for only $5. Like that.
Ooh,
that is unbelievable.
That's you, isn't it?
Yeah, that is me. But I don't have a PS3 right now. And they don't have a Mac version, of course, so I just have to wait for it.
Can't you just install Boot Camp on your Mac?
And I will wait. They cannot stop us. They cannot stop the future.
All right. Oh, since you're in the UK, have you given any thought about that? Either that Luigi or Triforce 3DS XL.
No.
No?
Well, I already have a 3DS.
Yeah, but you're in the UK now.
It was a bit annoying in that I couldn't buy Pokemon because it's region locked, but I could.
So you had to get.
I could download.
You had to import it.
No, I could download it off the eShop, but the walls in this 400-year-old building are so thick. There's no Wi-Fi, so I had to walk half an hour to a cinema and sit in their cafe for 3 hours downloading it.
I know that's actually what I've done a few times because I can't hook up to the Wi-Fi here.
Yeah.
So I had to like go to a cafe.
Well, I'll give you a pro tip, Gareth, that I only discovered after I downloaded it. If your Mac is connected to an Ethernet cord, you can actually just turn it into a wireless router. That's how I'm playing online.
I know. I know.
What are you waiting for?
Because, okay, you just don't understand the internet in my situation. It is it's a school's Wi-Fi connection.
You look like 16-bit Mario right now. Like, your internet's shit.
I know. So you should know. Try downloading Pokemon XY. Actually, I downloaded Pokemon XY when I was in New York at the bed and breakfast we were staying.
Oh, nice. How was Jen anyway?
That was the worst internet connection. Like, it was terrible. Terrible. Like, I couldn't. I had to, like, leave my 3DS on when we went out one day and wait a couple hours for it to download. So it was just. It was bad. But it got downloaded.
First world
I only played
problems.
10 minutes. I know. What people problems?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're pretty white, I'd say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We like Pokemon. We also What are we talking? Oh yeah, you saw Premium Rush. How was it?
I did not see Premium Rush. I saw Rush.
Okay, Premium, but you love Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No, I don't actually.
Oh, what?
I like him in Inception, and I think he is a better choice than James Franco, and that's the best thing I can say about him.
Okay, all right then. So how was Rush?
Good.
Tell me about Rush.
Other than Olivia Wilde being top billed for 5 minutes of screen time, but it was quite good. Chris Hemsworth is attractive as always. Daniel Brühl makes a nice change from being a Nazi. I really enjoyed the entire film. It was very stylishly shot, except for the digital zooms they were using on the red footage.
Come on, Ron.
I know. Rest of the development. The music is also done by Hans Zimmer, so it's hard to go wrong there. I can tell you The Fifth Estate was absolute shit.
Oh, you saw it, yeah.
It's like any fucking film about a computer and a guy has to be The Social Network 2.0. And it's just such... Mm-hmm. It's not reaching that level, man.
You're on a whole nother level.
Yeah. And again, Daniel Brühl was in that, and he's probably the best part of it.
I saw Prisoners.
Yeah, it was good, eh? Very Zodiac-esque.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god, that was this year's Cloud Atlas. That movie was super long.
All I
really
hear
good.
In this fucking country is Cloud Atlas this, Cloud Atlas that, because like employed half of the country in the fucking film.
Yeah, because they had that big Scott. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, fuck you. Come on, man.
No, I have to watch it in secret. None of my friends like it.
I like it. Am I just not your friend anymore?
Sorry, man. I met my Scottish friends.
Okay, that's better.
There it is.
Okay, there it is. Yeah.
Prisoners was great, though. I only saw it because it was shot by Roger Deakins, but, you know, it was nice otherwise.
Wait, Prisoners?
Yeah.
Roger Deakins shot that?
Yeah, baby.
No, I didn't. Okay, so Prisoners, fantastic. Movie of the year, 1,000 times better than Place Beyond the Pines.
Oh, come on, man.
What did you like better, this or Place Beyond the Pines?
I'm going to go with Place Beyond the Thunder.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. You can't say that Prisoners is worse than Place Beyond the Pines.
Wow, you really liked it, eh? It is this year's Cloud Atlas for you.
Yeah, it was so good. Considering that it was the worst movie-going experience of my life, because I saw it at the Yorkdale Mall, and I was just surrounded by the worst people. Like the people, you know that. Okay, so mild spoilers for Prisoners. Like, I'm not gonna, like, yeah, it's actually not spoilers. It's all the stuff that you've seen in the trailers.
Skip ahead 30 seconds, everyone.
Yeah, this is 30. 15. That scene where Wolverine is punching the guy in the face.
Paul Dano?
And, like, you see all the blood is dripping out of his eyes and stuff, and it's just terrible.
Yeah.
The guy behind me this is, like, the first hour of the movie. He's like, oh. Oh, I can't believe that. Whoa. Oh, that's bad. Oh, man, something's in that trailor.
You should be a voice actor.
Look at that car. No, but that's what that's how he sounded like.
I saw
for
this
the
in
first
the trailer.
Half hour. And it was great because I think he left to go to the bathroom, and when he was walking back up the stairs, he tripped. I'm like, haha, fuck that guy. But it got to the point because, like, you know, when you're seeing Wolverine, Hugh Jackman punch this guy in the face, and it's just so brutal. I got to that point where I had to turn around and go, like, just please, just stop fucking talking. Just stop talking. Just watch the movie and stop talking.
Did he look upset?
No, he looked so offended by it. Like, he did that looks like, what? Oh, what? And at the same time, like, as soon as I turned around and saw him, he looked like a guy that would try to kill me if he had his chance.
Oh, so he wasn't wearing a fedora then?
No, he was. This wasn't like my nerd run-in with the Muppet, the new Muppet movie a couple years ago. Where I'm like, I can take that guy. This guy looked like he would stab me in the parking lot when we were leaving.
He would punch you in the face till you're bleeding from your eyes, saying, "Oh, this is terrible."
I like if I had the chance, if I was punching him, I would start yelling, "Where's my daughter?"
One day, man.
So yeah, but I was thankful where, like, after the, as soon as the credits started rolling, he kind of just ran out, and I'm like, oh, thank God.
Well, you do have martial arts experience. I wouldn't be too worried.
Yeah, but still. And then there's another, like, foreign couple behind me that were just like, oh,
what language is that?
I don't know.
Sounds like that little green guy from Rayman 2.
That I had to turn around and say, shut up, please.
Wow.
And, but at the same time, because they didn't stop talking either. And in the front row, there was this couple that brought their three kids that were all under six. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, don't bring your fucking children to a movie about kidnapping children.
Lesson learned.
And it's fucked up.
Don't mess with Gareth and his prisoners. You sound angry.
Yeah, oh, man, it really was the worst. Like, I was, like, you know, that guy, the guy in the back that was, like, talking, like, what, whatever. People do that. Don't bring your kids to see this movie.
It's probably telling them a lesson, you know? Like, don't run off on your own or else you get kidnapped and killed.
Yeah, and, like, it's just, like, I hope those kids have nightmares now and then their parents will have to deal with that. Because that is not a movie for children. You should have noticed when... Ugh, it's just so bad. It was so bad, but that movie was awesome. Like, I loved it so much.
Day One Blu-ray.
You gotta have a thick skin to watch it, though. Because it'll fuck you one way or another.
I don't know how disturbed I was, but maybe it's because I was hungry when I was watching it.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. But like I was physically terrified when I was watching it. It was like a shiver down my spine the entire time.
That's awesome, man.
It was good. I loved it.
I think I was just slightly disappointed by the cinematography, you know? It was very good, but it wasn't really pushing any envelopes like other Deakin's work has.
Well, there's only a few things that you can do with cinematography in that movie. I don't know, I'm probably talking out of my ass. I was never in that cinematography class at school.
It was very nice, but very conventional, I found. Anyway.
Yeah. But they're like that, but there's that shot where like he's in that shower torture device and like the light is shining on his eyes. Like,
yeah,
I
that's
thought
nice.
That was pretty.
A lot of the stuff they
nice.
Did in the rain was nice too, actually, with the the car crashing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. When they do it in the, not do it in the, it's not like they're fucking in the snow, but when they do shots in the snow, it was pretty cool.
Do you think that all detectives of Jake Gyllenhaal's age do up the top button of their collared shirt with no tie? That it was such a weird style.
No, he was just a homie doll.
Yeah, that's what I got from him, definitely.
Yeah, but he was pretty good in that too. Like, I think that movie is probably going to be on the short list for Best Picture. I'm calling it now.
I would disagree, yeah.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Oh, you think that Place Beyond the Pines is?
Yeah, I do, man. I fucking do.
Like, I have a feeling that it will be.
You owe me a pizza
that it will
if it
be
is.
On that. No, what? No, okay, fine. Fine. Hey, what if Red and Blue gets announced for the virtual console? Does that mean you owe me a pizza again?
Well, I don't know how I'd possibly get one being in Scotland.
Get me a deep fried pizza from Glasgow.
Yeah, man, I'll ship it over, but you can't ship food, so we might have a problem.
Okay, well, we'll figure something out. Yeah, so that was definitely, I think, going to be in the running, along with Place Beyond the Pines and 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, I cannot wait. Oh, I actually saw A Dangerous Method yesterday.
You saw what?
A Dangerous Method with Fassbender, Mortensen, and Knightley.
Is that Steve McQueen as well, or...?
No, that was Cronenberg.
Okay.
It was pretty bad. But they did some really interesting things. Split focus, you know? Like they used to do in the old days. And Fassbender's obviously good as usual, but it was only like 90 minutes long. And, it was pretty bad.
Shawshank Redemption was 90 minutes.
Well.
I just killed the podcast. Yeah. So, okay, listeners, please Forgive me on this. Like, it has been a while since we've done
it
this.
It is actually, you know, the secret is that you're recording at 3 p.m., or I guess 4 p.m. now. You know?
Yeah.
Night recordings are always better. That's why I'm just in the mood for for podcasting.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, you've had a drink. Like, I'm not gonna have a glass of scotch at 3 in the afternoon on a Sunday, the Lord's Day.
Oh, you know what I've been doing, Gareth?
What?
The insanity workout.
Have you actually?
I have.
Really?
I almost died the first time, man. I felt like such shit until I shoved a banana down my throat. Replenished all those levels.
It just shot potassium in your face.
Yeah, man. It was great. But I was like, yeah, I felt close to dying. You know, like that.
Oh,
I'm not sure
nice.
If you, I know for a fact you have been. You know, like after you like puke from drinking too much alcohol, you know, that like weird dizzy, you feel like there's something wrong with your brain state. That's exactly how I felt.
Oh, that's awful. That's not good.
I'm doing better now, though, you know? We're just doing some heavy cardio.
Mm-hmm. You just by yourself or with a partner?
Well, it was set up in my residence, right? We're doing it in the TV room every day. So the first day I go there, there's like, you know, about 25 people there. And the second day I go there, it was only me and the guy just sitting there watching me do it.
As he's just laying on the couch, eating his Scottish candy.
No comment. No comment.
Okay.
The point is I've been doing it independently since then.
All right. Hey, I have a question about you being in Scotland. Have you told any of your Scottish friends about this sad podcast that we did?
No, but seeing how it's been
predominantly
movie talk this time around, I may be inclined to share with them this experience. As I start my new telemarketing job, I may even drop it in and say, "Thank you very much for your donation, sir. Oh, by the way, I see that you have an interest in the film. Perhaps you'd be interested in this podcast." And then I'd probably lose my job.
Maybe, yes, because you can't be linking people to this and this show in this way. Anyway, I forgot to tell you, like, moving aside from the movies for a bit, I went to the Nintendo World Store when I was in New York.
Was there a lot of
the
Pokemon stuff?
The day Pokemon was released.
Then there was, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was actually quite a magical experience.
Was there a lot of Mother 3 stuff there?
No. But you remember that scene in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York?
Yeah, where I know exactly what you're talking about, the toy shop, yeah.
Yeah, the Duncan's toy chest.
What a perfect comparison.
Yeah, it felt like that when you just look up and it just sees all... Well, in that movie, the toys were really shitty because they're wooden train sets and like no kid wants to play that. But
check your privilege.
Yeah, the Nintendo World Store. Like, who wants two Turtle Dove Christmas ornaments?
Those ones look so good. Like, I want them.
Thank you. Did you want them when you were 10?
Yeah, man, I'm mature for my age, all right?
But no, it actually felt like going into Duncan's toy chest, and you like look up, and there's two floors just surrounded by video games and like Nintendo toys, and they had 2DSs and Wii U's on the floor.
Wow!
Not like just dropped on the floor; like you could just go up and play them. And it was so they had like a Master's Sword and a small museum about all their consoles.
How long did you stay there for? Like 5 hours.
Princess Peach was given hand jobs in the back.
Oh, great. Childhood fantasy come true.
Yeah. Stayed there for I can't remember because we didn't buy anything. I think Jen went to Injustice and played a bit of that, and I played a bit of Wind Waker HD. So good.
I gotta
so
get a
beautiful.
Wii U.
So I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but soon. When I have more time out of my 14-hour work week.
It's tough.
Sorry. It was really cool. But you saw the most fucking weird basement dweller nerds. I've been to New York Comic Con, I've been to Fan Expo, I've seen a lot of nerds. These guys were just the weirdest people. Like, there was,
tell me, how does New York compare to Toronto?
Oh man, I don't want to say this because I don't want to sound bad, but there was like a short rotund black lady wearing a Pokemon Coliseum
t-shirt. Yeah, represent.
And pink baseball hat and tracksuit. She's running around like, I gotta play Pokemon right now. Yeah. And there's like this Waluigi. Other guy. Yeah. She was Waluigi. Then there was this other guy. He was just like, the whole time he was there, he was just standing in the middle of the store playing on his 3DS. But he was wearing like white bell bottoms and this really tight blue t-shirt that showed off his gut really predominantly. And it's just like, and he just looks,
stop fat shaming, man. Stop it.
Look, Brian?
Stop fat shaming. People can dress how they want.
No, no, like, I have no problem with him being fat, but don't wear, like, you can, like, I've put on a few pounds in the last few months. I have no problem with people being fat. Just don't wear really tight clothes. Like,
he sounds fabulous, man. Blue and white. It's a good combo. One that I wear myself quite often.
No, you don't want to see it. His hair was greasy and had those big, big rimmed glasses, and it was just a.
Was he also there for the Pokemon?
I'm pretty sure he was.
Brilliant, representing the fan base well. Man, my Pokemon team is fucked.
Tell me without spoiling.
Steel lost like half its resistances, so it's no longer resistant to Psychic, Ghost, or Dark. I'm pretty sure, maybe not even Bug. So that means that my Gengar is now a liability, and I got to replace it with something. Like Volcarona, I guess. But then he's got the 4x stealth rock weakness, so I have no idea what I'm going to replace my special sweeper with.
Replace him with Beartick.
I said I need a special sweeper.
Replace him.
I already have a Starmie. Alakazam has like the same weaknesses, so I can't use him.
What about Golurk?
Golurk.
Chandelure.
Chandelure is also a ghost type Pokemon in case awesome? You. Listen, I'm trying to get rid of a Dark-type weakness here, because my Metagross is no longer immune to Dark-type.
Okay. What about the Bug? Signal Beam up in this bitch.
So that's what I'm saying. Volcarona would be an excellent choice. The Fire Bug-typing is not as bad as you think it would be, except Stealth Rock and Rock-types in general have a quadruple weakness.
Huh.
But you know what? So, people aren't listening to Beard and Ty for me to talk Pokemon stats, are they?
Okay. Let's talk about... I played Onichandra. Onichandra Bikini Samurai Squad.
Ichinose.
For the Xbox 360. It is the fucking worst piece of shit I've ever played. Like, it was worse than Dark Chocolate. it was so bad. And it, like, I think I talked about this before on the show, but like after I played Last of Us, I kind of like had to take a break from video games, especially console games, because it's like it's all starting to run in the same. So I think Onichandra I played because I wanted something new.
What system is that even for?
360, but it looks like a Dreamcast game.
Great.
It looks worse than Deadly Premonition, and it is hot street trash. Like the whole point of the game is like your two sisters. One of them isn't even in a bikini. She's just so kind of just ruins the name. Like there's three characters, only one of them's in a bikini. How can they be? A Bikini Samurai Squad. Also, only two of them are really samurais.
Here. Unlockable DLC? I don't know.
Yeah, but it's there's no redeeming qualities to it. It's just bad. It's bad, man.
I don't think you make a game like that and expect it to be fantastic. You know, it's just like those Dead or Alive games, right?
No, I actually did research on the company, okay. And it's the company is. I think it's like Simple 2000 series, where it's this company in Japan that just makes video games really fast and really cheap, so they can just shit them out and
try to make a few. They're like the people bucks. Responsible for those Netflix ripoffs. Like, what was that one?
Yeah,
Kiara the Brave.
Yeah, but those are only funny to laugh at the titles and say, "Ha ha, it's Alien Origins, and it came out on Prometheus Day." So those are funny to laugh at, but once you go into it, you're actually really terrified of it, and you don't want anything to do with it anymore. Oh, I forgot to tell you, like, the first thing you see in this game is just ass. You see, and, like, I kind of did something wrong because I had my curtains open. It was on the the main menu screen, and I had to go pee. Then I come back, and you just all this ass in your face, just ass everywhere. And I'm like, I'm on a school campus. I need to close my curtains and
that makes it even more suspicious, though, because people are looking at you closing your curtains while ass in your TV.
Mm-hmm. And it's also one of those games where, like, the boobs jiggle independently from another, just like really unrealistically, like, man. So that is this week's game of the day. 5 stars.
10 out of 10. Would ass again.
Would bang.
Well, I'm sorry that you wasted time with that, and even more sorry that you probably spent money on it.
No, I didn't spend money on it. I actually, one of my friends from work, he actually goes through like the used game bin at GameStop and just finds he just finds really bad games. I don't know, because I think just to collect them. So I think he only spent $2 on this.
Great. Ask him to lend you ET sometime.
Mm-hmm. No, you had to go into the desert and find those. But he let me borrow something else, too. I also borrowed Bullet Witch, which I hear is pretty hot pile of garbage, too. So we'll see how that goes.
I've heard of that yesterday. One. Not just like a Bayonetta ripoff, it sounds like.
No, it's. I think Bayonetta might be the ripoff.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
A 360 launch title.
I think Bayonetta is more of like a ripoff of, I don't know, Devil May Cry. But that's okay.
Well, okay. And I think, and also yesterday, I was inspired by this because, like, the way he said it is like, you got like the way that he also reads novels by he like reads a really good novel. And then he'll read a really shitty one just to, like, get... It's just so he doesn't burn out on reading good literature. And also, it helps give you perspective on, like, what's actually really good versus what's just okay. Yeah, so what... Then I... Like, yesterday I went to Microplay, and then I found Dark Sector for $5. And it's, like, a mix between Legend of Zelda and Gears of War. And you, like, throw this glaive around, and it goes...
Is that what they said Darksiders was?
No, Darksiders is like Legend of Zelda and God of War. It's okay. The other Gears of War.
The other GOW, yeah.
Yeah. And so, and like the guy there, so I went to buy it. It was only $4, which I thought, cool, I can have fun with this. And then he says, that game is actually awesome, man. Okay. You're making a good decision. I'm like, oh, damn it. So I have yet to try it out, but I'm excited. I'm excited and like gonna go in, jump around, throw some glaives, and we had a good talk about really bad video games and like what I should play. Most of them were movie tie-ins, which I kind of don't because I want to play because that sounds like such a cop-out answer for playing bad video games.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you said like Avatar and Beowulf were pretty bad. But we'll see. I might play the Genji Days of the Blade, which, for you players at home, that was a game with the giant enemy crab that you can attack its weak point for massive damage. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So, and I think that game was also for, like, being sold for $3. So I'll probably, poke around with that one. We'll see.
It'll be really interesting playing older PS3 titles and just seeing graphically how they compare.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's another reason why I want to do this. Like, I have been playing all these games was because, like, I didn't get my 360 until 2008, my PS3 since 2009. So I really missed that window of really shitty launch titles that kind of have a good idea based around it. Kind of like Wonderful 101. Like, that game's whatever, but it has a cool idea that's kind of different from everything else. So...
How much use of the Wii U are you getting, my friend?
Nintendo Land? No, I haven't played. I haven't played Nintendo Land yet. I've actually gotten, not as much use as I was hoping. Like I was hoping to have Wind Waker by now, but I still haven't found the time to just go out and buy it. Maybe maybe when we do this show again, I can play it and poke around, because that game is awesome. Like, Wind Waker is my favorite video game ever made. Period. Exclamation question mark.
Bold statement, but not an incorrect one. It is one of the greatest games ever made. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. So maybe when we do the show again, I would have played it. We'll see.
Yeah, convince me to get a UK Wii U.
Okay,
UK. Just throw an extra U in there.
You can okay. Deus Ex.
I know.
Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Both games you can play already.
Yep. Earthbound. There's another.
No, I bought Earthbound. I haven't had a chance to play it yet. Sorry. Resident Evil Revelations. Monster Not Hunter 3. Fan. You know, Pikmin 3 is actually really good. Like, it is really beautiful. It's really gorgeous looking.
I'm really looking forward to the new Super Mario Land
3D World.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that one looks fun. I was really looking forward to DK. Donkey Kong. He's a leader of the pack. You know him well.
Yeah, I just couldn't get into that game. The 64 version, I mean. Mm-hmm. Back when we had N64.
I don't know. It is weird that you didn't like it, considering it was Rare, your favorite developer of Killer Instinct.
Yeah, I didn't quite like that one either. I mean, I guess it's just like, you know, Steven Spielberg's made a couple stinkers, so it's Rare. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm saying DK's a stinker, but it's not as good as BK.
Mm-hmm. But
Burger King.
What was I saying? Yeah, so I was looking forward to Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, but I just beat the end of Donkey Kong Returns 3D. Fuck, man, that game just pissed me off so much. Like, Andrew Scott, I know you love that game, and like, I love it too. I think it's definitely more creative than New Super Mario Brothers, but that game is just unfair. That game is hard, really hard, and I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do it again.
So I take it you're not a fan of the Souls games, like the Dark Souls and the Demon's Souls.
No, like I don't know. Like I really do want to jump in with Dark Souls and mess around with it to try it out, because I kind of like that setting and that art direction and the creature design, like the dragon that has teeth coming out of its vagina. I do want to try that out, and I probably won't be a fan of them, but with Donkey Kong, like, I was killing it the first 8 worlds. As soon as I hit world 9, it's just when everything started to fall apart. And it's like, this is just fucking... Fuck you. Fuck you, Diddy. And it was just so hard and unfair, and they have a lot of weird design faults with it. Like, when you're doing a minecart or a barrel level, they are really difficult on rails sections, but you have to go through this section of straight platforming before you can jump on the minecart. So if you fuck up on the minecart, you have to do like that small section again. Which isn't a big deal, but it does like stop the game dead in its tracks, and it does get tedious, especially when you're dying over and over and over and over again.
I understand, man. Very Mega Man X5-esque. Yeah, yeah. I getcha. Hey, did you ever finish that game, what was it called? Darksiders? No, the one that you kept saying was the best game ever made. The one that you also said was like Deus Ex? Which one was that?
Oh, Dishonored?
Dishonored. Yeah. News already did.
It's really good. I've finished it. Oh,
awesome.
That game is good. I can't express how much I love that game. Not as good as Wind Waker, though. But it's
not as good as what, sorry?
Wind Waker.
Well, obviously not. It's a very different genre. Yeah. Although similar graphics, it could be argued.
Mm-hmm. I'd say so. Like, I'd like to see somebody mod this game with cel-shaded effects on top. I don't know how hard that can be, but it would be interesting to see how it goes. It has like a It is cartoonish in its design. Like,
yeah, Team Fortress 2, right?
Not as cartoonish, but like it's kind of a mix between, like, you know how Skyward Sword is kind of a mix between
balls, yeah,
it's a mix between Wind Waker and Twilight Princess, but it doesn't work because it's like cartoony in a real world setting. No.
Yeah.
I think this one opts to do like it's cartoony in a real, I'm not making any sense, but I think you know what I mean.
More or less, buddy.
Yeah.
More or less.
It's like in a real world setting, but it's cartoony. Skyward Sword is cartoony. No. I can't do this. Okay. You tell me something cool.
Yeah, sure, man. Something cool about my life right now. All right. Let's see. Bad weather, greasy food. Yeah, I don't have that much going on, actually, because I'm obviously
not. How many movies
much...
have you made?
Zero.
Yeah. I sounded like everybody that talked to me after like the first week of film school. Like, oh, how many movies have you made? None. It actually takes some time to do that.
Yeah, it does. Although I'm obviously writing a couple scripts right now. That's the necessity of my program. You know how much I love doing that.
Yeah, you love it.
You should just send me that werewolf one. I'll make it for you while I'm over here, all right?
Okay. You could probably do a cool fog rolling in and see the moon.
Yeah, plenty of fog and moon in this country.
Yeah.
As for what movies are coming out that I want to see, I haven't really been keeping track of it. That's about it. 12 Years a Slave. Is there anything else on the horizon?
Let me see. Oh, there's Thor 2.
Oh, yeah. World. Yeah. I mean, I'm really just seeing it for Tom Hiddleston, but I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know. Oh, Hobbit 2? Hobbit 2 the Grave?
I can miss it.
Oh, fuck you.
Hobbit to the Grave. Hobbit harder.
You know, you would have been proud of me when I saw The Hobbit 1. I went to the British import candy store and snuck in a bunch of British candy when I saw Hobbit 1. It was a fine experience.
Excellent. Well, I still haven't had my deep fried Mars bar over here yet, so
waiting
for that. They have them everywhere. I just haven't bought one, you know? It's my own fault.
Yeah, you gotta. Well, you're too busy working out to have a good body to eat all that junk.
Yeah, the only reason I'm working out is so I can eat all that junk. I have like a square sausage every day. It's like a sausage, but it's square, and there's no skin on it. And you put it on toast, it's great. I've also been shopping at the Dollarama equivalent over here, Poundland. It's like a grocery store where everything's a pound, and it's the cheapest, shittiest stuff, but I love it. Like, you can get a literal, like, 500-gram pie, a meat pie, for only a pound. And you just take the top off
the can.
And it tastes great, but it's like, you know.
Wait, it's canned?
Yeah, it's a canned pie.
Like the canned chicken?
Yeah, it's a canned chicken pie.
The canned hamburger?
Actually, they have hamburgers in jars here. It's quite something.
Have you tried one yet?
No, I only buy cheap food from Poundland if it's made in the UK. I have standards.
Yeah, that's another thing that, much like prisoners, that send shivers down my spine.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to die soon, I think, yeah.
Okay, well, I think we've just about recorded for about an hour about that much.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, do you think it's time we bag it, tag it?
Well, we can finish off with an Africa duet, but yeah, otherwise I think we could definitely...
Oh, I forgot to tell you something hilarious. When I was playing Zelda at New York Comic Con, there was a kid, probably like 8 or 10 years old, that came up to play the 3DS beside me, and he was super stoked about Zelda. And he was like, man, you're so young, I don't even know this system. But he came up and he was like, Zelda, 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 Zelda.
God.
It's Zelda on the 2DS. But he actually was a good singer. Like, he clearly had some vocal range. It was pretty spectacular the way he was able to sing.
A great singer, but not a great writer, obviously, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That's really too bad for him.
Yeah, it was adorable, but at the same time, very, very annoying.
Was that our competition for this week, then? Think of better lyrics to the Zelda theme song.
Mm-hmm. Zelda, brilliant. Zelda, Zelda, on the
He's fighting for Zelda against the Ganondorf. That's the best I got.
Oh, another thing. I got a big bag of Skittles last Great. Night.
Congratulations, Gareth.
No, but I don't know how you'll feel about this, because you enjoy candy. They've replaced the lime green M&Ms with green apple. No, not M&Ms.
Skittles.
They replaced the lime green Skittles with green apple Skittles.
That is 100% acceptable. Lemon and lime are so similar that
I know.
It just makes sense to have some variants in there, right?
You know what's fucked up is if you eat a bag of Swedish fish, there's red, orange, and lemon and lime. So right now there are two flavors that I don't want to eat. I'm only going to eat half a bag of Swedish fish.
I haven't had it yet. And with that review, I don't think I will be. But I'm not too against lemon and lime, you know? I have Sprite about once a year. I have lime in my Corona, or as my British flatmate Jamie would say, Corona, because that's people at ours over here.
Mm-hmm. Podcaster. And,
yeah, pod. Exactly. You sound like you're talking through a tin can.
I might be. Okay, I think we've just about ran out of steam. It's been interesting. This is by far not our best episode, but it's good for us to get back into the mix of things. It'll take us some time to find our legs again.
Exactly, you know.
Go back and listen to our second episode. It was not good.
It's just like Team Fortress 2 or Super Street Fighter 4. You never forget. It takes you a while to get back into it.
Mm-hmm. The same thing could be said about riding a bicycle. Again, like, man, I'm sorry, I don't know how to end these anymore. Should I just say goodbye?
I'm gonna say apologize to the audience because I forgot my mic. I didn't forget it. I lost my mic, so I've been speaking with the computer mic. So hopefully nobody noticed, but I know for a fact you all did.
Yeah.
All three of you listening.
Thanks
up
a
there
lot.
In Libya. All right. Well, adios, amigos, and until we meet again.
All right. So this has been Beard and Tie, I believe episode 17. We've had some fun. Again, sorry for... It'll take us a while to get back into it. Like, Andrew and I aren't surrounded by each other 24/7 like we were when we started the show. So we just need to get into it. Like, we just fall into it. Anyway.
Our beloved viewers will understand.
Yeah.
Sayonara, so, Oni-chan.
Yes, Oni-chan. So thank you for everybody that listens, Patrick, Chris, Stu, Andrew. You're very lovely, and I hope it's been a long-awaited return. Thank you for listening, and we are out of here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.